All right, good evening. Welcome to this special meeting of the Columbia City Council on April 20th, 2026. I'd like to ask our city clerk to please call the roll.
Ms. Peters?
Here.
Ms. Buffalo?
Here.
Ms. Carroll?
Here.
Ms. Elwood?
Here.
Ms. Sample? Mr. Foster?
Here.
Mr. Waterman?
Here.
All right, so first on our agenda, the special item is Resolution 6826. Sheila, would you please read Resolution 6826?
Council Bill 6826 is a resolution declaring the results of the municipal election held in the City of Columbia on April 7, 2026.
So this is a resolution that recognizes the election results and is primarily done for historical or record-keeping purposes. So we don't have a staff report per se or any discussion on it. So I'll just ask Sheila to please call roll on Resolution 6826.
Council Bill 6826, Ms. Peters?
Yes.
Ms. Buffalo?
Yes.
Ms. Carroll?
Yes.
Ms. Elwood?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Waterman?
Yes.
All right, so up first we have recognition and comments of our outgoing council member. So I'll ask Don Waterman if he has some remarks to make.
I do. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I was joking with Nick what I should have. I was thinking about going and getting a printed copy of the old budget and saying, here's my comments. So Nick told me they'd probably drag me out if I tried that. So anyway, in all seriousness, it has been my honor and privilege to serve the 5th Ward in the City of Columbia. It's a lot of work, but again, an honor and a privilege, and I'm proud of my service. My time on council was also an opportunity to meet new people, make new friends, develop relationships, make connections, even with those who disagree with me. It's also an opportunity to learn from other communities through the Chamber's leadership visit, Missouri Municipal League and their regional meetings, the newly elected officials training, which, Christina, if you can, I really would recommend going. It's held here in Columbia, so that makes it a little easier. And the National League of Cities annual meeting. From the leadership visit, one of the things we took from that was a recently approved downtown ambassador program. From the Missouri Municipal League newly elected officials training, the recent changes we made to council process formalized remote participation and some other changes, and there's still a few others that are under discussion. One thing you will learn from the various organizations is that the problems Columbia is addressing are far from unique. Budget, safety, housing, homeless, infrastructure, issues facing every municipality. We're not alone. Look outside and see what has worked for others. During my 3 years, there have been a number of accomplishments, and this isn't a complete list, but we've made significant progress with police staffing and recruiting. We started our own police academy. We passed a median pedestrian safety ordinance. The transmission line is moving forward again, and opening the discussion about the public safety sales tax. For Christina, you will quickly find out city governance is a lot harder than it looks from the outside. There is so much to learn, and you will. For my, for the moment, fellow council members, keep your foot on the gas with the transmission line and the public safety sales tax. There will be noise. Cut through the noise and keep them moving. As for my future plans, I will be looking for ways to continue to serve this great city of Columbia, the city we all call home. To close, I want to thank my fellow council members for being willing to talk and discuss issues, for being open to developing personal relationships as well. Thank you to the city staff for answering my numerous questions and providing the information I've asked for, as well as the occasional frank conversation when the need arose. And finally, thank you to my wife, Amy, for putting up with the long Mondays, the weekends reading and preparing for council meetings, and all the other inconveniences that come along with being a member of council. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. We'll now ask for DeCarlin and Don to join at the podium, please. So we have a few We have a few recognitions to give. So first up is our resolution of appreciation, which is signed by all your fellow council members. And read this one. So this one reads, whereas Don Waterman was elected council member of the 5th Ward on April 4th, 2023, and whereas he has ably represented his constituency and the citizens of Columbia during his tenure of office, and whereas his dedication to this office entailed many hours of extra duty in addition to the hours spent at regular and special city council meetings, and now, therefore, I, be it resolved that the city council extends its heartfelt thanks to Mr. Waterman for his dedicated public service and his commitment to keeping Columbia a viable city, and we wish him the best in the future. And that's signed by all of your council members. There's Jason. There's more. I like how he's also being my Vanna. Thank you, Don. We also have a heritage tree that is in honor of your recognition of service, and it will be planted in the park of your choosing.
That little thing has the certificate and stuff in it.
Basically, contact Don. Or contact Gabe.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. Hi, Gabe. That's all you.
Okay.
That one's for you.
Cosmo Bethel.
All right, we got it. Already done. All right, and then do you want to do the next one?
Sure. First, we have tile, but now it's a stained glass. And so it's a stained glass of the city logo. So that's for you.
Thank you.
One of the things we've started to do for city council members is that we want to give them a piece of art, something that says Columbia. So for you, we picked a piece of art from
there you go. I'll now ask for Valerie Carroll to come down and for the city clerk to get the oath of office.
I, Valerie Carroll,
do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of First Ward Council Member
for the City of Columbia, Missouri
that I'm not subject
to any of the disqualifications
set forth in the Charter
of the City of Columbia
that I will support the Constitution
and laws of the United States
and of the State of Missouri
and the Charter and ordinances
of the City of Columbia
and that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office.
So help me God.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
And then we have the official commission. So this is to all who shall see these presents, greetings. Know ye that it has been certified that Valerie Carroll was on the 7th day of April, 2026, duly elected First Ward Council member within the City of Columbia, Missouri, and the County of Boone in the State of Missouri. So I'll give this one for you. Find it too. You to come and join Sheila.
I, Christina Hartman,
do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of Fifth Ward Council Member.
For the City of Columbia, Missouri,
that I am not subject to any of the disqualifications
set forth in the Charter
of the City of Columbia,
that I will support the Constitution
and laws of the United States
and the State of Missouri
in the Charter and ordinances
of the City of Columbia,
and that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office.
So help me God.
So now I have for you your commission. This is your official commission signed by the mayor and attested by the city clerk. It says, to all who shall see these presents, greetings. Know ye that it having been certified that Christina Hartman was on the 7th day of April 2026 duly elected the 5th Ward Council member within and for the City of Columbia in the County of Boone in the State of Missouri. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep. We'll come. Now it's time for comments by our newly elected, re-elected council members. So I'll start with Valerie Carroll. Valerie, would you like to say a few words and or introduce any guest in the audience?
Oh, sure. I suppose I'll introduce two guests sitting over there. My kids, Oliver and Adley, my niece, is here with me, and they're very excited. It's been a bit unreal being sworn in the second time for a job that I'm already doing. I'm grateful for the opportunity to pause and reflect on the work of City Council and the needs of the First Ward. It's never lost on me what an amazing responsibility voters entrust to their elected representatives. And for me, approaching this role for the second time, it's an amazing honor. And it's a good time to reflect and renew on my commitment to serve. When you run for the first time, it's all excitement and hubbub and platform building and cheers. Running the second time with full knowledge of what the role is, what your duties are in detail, it's pretty humbling. And I'm so thankful that I've gotten to do this twice. The work ahead is to continue to center the voices of residents, to make sure that we are hearing from constituents accurately and that their stories are repeated in this room. I have some thank yous. First, I want to thank my wonderful husband, Joshua, and my kids, and especially my in-laws, Vicki and Eddie Carroll. They know the sacrifices that it takes to serve in this capacity, and they're the ones that supported me through it. They make the sacrifices, too, and I am grateful for the support of my family and my community. I couldn't do this without you. I also want to thank Sharon, James, Maria, Susan, my best friend Heather. These are people that helped me campaigning. These are people that help advise me through tricky situations and give me their friendship and support when we have difficult decisions or even easy decisions that are in a difficult context. And I'm thankful for that as well. I'm excited about the opportunity to complete many of the challenge that we started. And I'm looking to bring some of the choices that we made on the affordable housing study to fruition, to see the results from the work that was laid, not just by myself, but by representatives before me and staff members who contribute to the work every day. Thanks.
Thank you, Valerie, and welcome back. Now I'll ask Christina Hartman if you have any comments or special guests in the audience that you want to acknowledge.
I do have a lot of special guests, but I'll just stick to my family here. So I have Paul Hartman, my husband, Eliana Hartman, my daughter, and Leo Hartman here with me. And they have definitely supported me throughout this new journey and been very, very kind to me while adjusting to new schedules. Mm-hmm. But I want to thank everyone that came out to support me in so many different ways, from people willing to go out and talk with me and help me understand all the things, because as you guys know, Columbia is huge and there's a lot of different issues that affect all of us. And so making sure that I understood that and people being willing to come up and voice their concerns about that really means a lot to me. And having people like Devin and Brian being able to stand up and say, Christina, you need to think about this or think about that. And so really helping me support me throughout the journey of becoming a council person. So really appreciate that. And then I also want to thank the council and those that came before me to really set the stage of what Columbia looks like and how we've built Columbia together and over time. So it's been a great city. And so I just want to make sure I continue that legacy of having a good city that where everybody can grow, live, and be happy and be well off altogether. So I'll keep my comments to that. Thank you.
Thank you, and welcome. We appreciate having you here. Thankful to have all of you here, even those who didn't speak yet this evening. Still thankful. So we have a few appointments, but before we get to go into the next room for our reception. So first will be the appointment of our mayor pro tem. Currently serving is Councilmember Foster, who said he'd be willing to continue to serve. So I'll make a motion to have Nick Foster be the mayor pro tem. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Valerie. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Appreciate that. Up next, we have two appointees to boards or commissions that don't have another time during the year, so we usually just cover them during this time. The first is the New Century Fund Board. This is historically served by the mayor, and I'm willing to continue to go to this once a year meeting. So I'll make a motion to continue the mayor to continue to serve on the City of Columbia New Century Fund Board. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Up next, then, is our CAM Stakeholder Committee. This one is currently held by Betsy Peters. Betsy said she'd be willing to still do that, knowing that there are experts in the room who are actually doing the work. That's what she said earlier.
That is the truth.
So I'll make a motion to appoint Councilmember Peters to the CAM Stakeholder Committee. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Vera. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Are there any other items wish to consider? All right. I'll go ahead and adjourn us and invite everyone to join us in Conference Room 1A, 1B for a reception. And then we'll come back at 7 o'clock for our regular meeting. So don't go far. All right.
That'll be fun. Do you guys-